It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
We fly right into Caveman Corner, right outside of Sports Beat. Glad to have you with us on this Monday. Another set of Mishawaka guests, and Dean Huffert is he's mobile tonight. Did you tell me you're going to a soccer game? Is that right tonight, Dean?
Yeah, that's right, Sean. We're coming to you live from Taylor Field here at Elkhart Christian. Mishawaka boys, they're taking on Elkhart Christian. There's about a minute to go in the game. Right now the Eagles are up 4-1, but gosh, it's great to watch this Mishawaka team. They're growing and getting better. They've got about three or four freshmen out there right now, and they just keep fighting and fighting.
All right. Sounds good. So we've got that. And, of course, a member of the Mishawaka football team, Connor George, the kicker, is part of the soccer team as well. So good luck to them, and good luck to all the teams. We've got a bevy of guests with us tonight from the Mishawaka football team. We've got safety and halfback Connor Addison. We've also got safeties and outside linebackers coach Albert Gongware. And coming up in a little bit, we're going to be hearing from Blake Vandenberg, the girls' golf coach, as their season has already winded down. And I know Grace Vandenberg made it to regionals this year, and a good, successful season for her. We'll welcome a couple of our football guests, though. First, of course, Mishawaka beat Concord 36-19 Friday, their second straight win, now 2-1 in the Northern Lakes Conference, and they are headed to Northwood this Friday night. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And again, with us from the football team is assistant coach Albert Gongware. Albert, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Glad to have you with us this evening. And Connor Addison, who plays both safety and halfback, is with us as well. How are you, Connor? We are not hearing Connor, so hopefully Connor will be with us here. I can see him in our Zoom queue, and it looks like he is unmuted. Connor, can you hear me at all over there right now? All right. Well, we appear to be having some technical difficulties with Connor, so hopefully he can hear us and maybe recheck his connection or something, or we'll see what we can do. Well, let's start with you then, Coach. You're a Northwood grad, and you guys are going down to Northwood. First trip to Northwood is of the Northern Lakes Conference. So kind of excited for that homecoming this week.
Yeah, it'll be excited to kind of visit where I fell in love with the sport and just see how things have changed there. I know they've been doing a lot over there at Northwood in these recent years, so it's going to be cool to see.
Well, we were talking about the fact that you are defensive backs coach and, safeties coach and outside linebackers coach as well, and you guys had three losses to three teams that are a combined 16-1 right now. And, one of those teams, of course, Marion, was really pass happy. They picked up a big win over Penn this past weekend. But how much did helping, did facing that tough competition early on, how much did that help you guys?
Well, it's going to help us longer. We had some real growing pains through those first three games, especially as defense. We're really young. We're young as a defensive staff as well, but we're getting better. We've seen a lot of good teams. We're going to have to play a team and win trophies. So it's kind of baptism by fire with these young guys, and they're learning how to play fast and to play hard. We're really stressing playing hard, and we're getting a lot better at that.
Hey, Albert, you know all about the tradition there at Northwood and all the pride and when you go to Andrews Field, just talk about what their fans feel when they come out there and how much pride it is for those kids, just like Mishawaka kids coming out of Steel Stadium. I mean, it's special for those Northwood kids to put on that uniform and come out.
Oh, yeah, it's a great place to play. The community support at Northwood is what I think sets it apart from most other schools. I think the only comparable school that I've been to is actually Mishawaka. I've been really blessed to be part of two programs that have just incredible community support where people care about the football team and whether the football team wins or loses. And that doesn't happen everywhere, especially I've kind of gotten to travel around the NLC when I was playing and then NIC as a coach. I've seen a lot of different places where they play football, and Northwood and Mishawaka are definitely two of the best communities to be playing football in.
And could you talk about Connor Addison? I mean, here's a kid who, you know, he lays it on the line in everything he does. He even threw a touchdown pass earlier this year, runs hard, but he's a great lacrosse player. I mean, that's the type of athlete you probably love at Mishawaka, where, you know, he's willing to do whatever you guys ask.
Oh, yeah. Connor's a great kid. We've never had to question his effort. Connor's what I call a horse. I guess it's kind of the farming background in me, but a horse you can work to death. A horse will just keep working. We got some kids who are mules. They're a little stubborn. They'll work, but once they decide they're done, they're done. And Connor has never been like that. He will work himself to death, and he's dealing with some injuries right now, some inflammation in his foot. But he's playing through it. He's playing really hard, and we really expected a lot out of Connor this year as a senior, and he's really stepping up to the plate and getting better. He hasn't just stayed stagnant at all this year. Every game he's playing better, and is really helping us out.
He may be with us right now as we continue to try to work through some technology. Connor, are you here with us now?
Can you hear me? I am.
Yes, we can. Glad to have you with us, and thanks for being tenacious enough to keep going and try to get back in after we had some early problems. So I guess I'll ask you first of all. Of course, we started the show by talking about the fact that you guys have won now the last 2 weeks. How does it feel to be on a two-game win streak right now?
It's a great feeling. We had a rough start. I feel like teammates have this mentality. Just putting our foot in the ground and going the opposite direction from those three losses and just turning ourselves around and striving to make the best out of the season.
Yeah, I was just asking Coach Gonger this, but you did face some really tough competition at the front of the schedule. Do you think that you guys are maybe starting to, you know, reap some rewards from that, being in three really close games with three really good teams?
No, with us having the game against Goshen, it was an extra week for us to sit at 0-3 and kind of let that marinate. And I think it stirred up a lot of hunger within my teammates. And you know, we kind of lit a fire under us. And I feel we've learned a lot from those first three games, and you know, we're applying it to the rest of the season.
Hey, Connor, this is kind of a softball question, but you're the voice on the intro for Mishawaka when you guys run out. How cool is that to be able to hear your voice on that video board and to know that you're the one that's firing the crowd up, firing the team up?
It's really cool because we're walking right out of the locker room and you're so focused on the game, and it's about to kickoff's about to happen, and I just hear that and I'm like, hey, that's me. That's pretty cool.
And just talk about playing multi-sports. I know you work really hard at lacrosse, and that may be your future in college, but football has to have some of those same things, the footwork and the dedication, anticipating the next play, the angle of pursuit, all those great things.
You know, both sports transition over to each other a lot. Definitely footwork, conditioning, hand-eye coordination, just being able to be physical. I've definitely, you know, reaped the rewards of being able to play both sports and being able to excel in both and really use, you know, my key characteristics from both.
Caveman Corner on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Dean Huppert, the Mishawaka Athletic Director, and joined as well by Assistant Coach Albert Gonger and Connor Addison from the Mishawaka football team. Connor, you know, kind of piggybacking that on that a little bit, this is not a lacrosse hotbed area, I guess. I mean, there's been some, you know, Notre Dame has had some successful teams fairly recently, but this is not a hotbed for lacrosse. So how did you come across that sport?
My mom's from Buffalo, New York. So when I was little, I didn't really hit that growth spurt early. So when I was obsessed with being a football player and I wanted to go play in the NFL, just like every other kid, she said, well, try lacrosse. You know, you don't got to be, you know, 6'5", 250 pounds to play this. You can be any size and excel. So that really kind of piqued my interest and then kind of took it and ran.
Coach Gong, where have guys, you coach safeties and outside linebackers, where have guys at your position groups made some progress over the course of the season? What are some things you've seen from them?
I think the speed of play is probably the biggest improvement we've made. We're getting better at pretty much all aspects. We didn't start off very good with my guys, but we're learning how to run to the ball, take good angles. We're getting better at tackling, but we're getting smarter and able to play faster. Learn how to play at full speed 100% of the time. And I think the most important thing that we're getting better at is running to the football. We're getting 11 guys to the football now, and we were not doing that weeks one and two. And we started getting there the next 2 weeks, and I think this last game against Concord, we finally had 11 guys at the football just about every single play. And that's been huge for us to get better as a defense.
Coach Gonger, I just have one question before you take it back to Sean. But Coach Kinder's leadership, could you talk about that? And just, you know, you have a little rough start, but he was very real with the players and letting them know, you guys are playing some tough teams here and you're going to get there. And to have that not only realism but optimism showed real character and real leadership on his part, because he knew you guys wanted to get better. You could get better. And here you are another week, and you've got a chance to be on a three-game winning streak.
Yeah, Keith has been a real good leader through all this time, especially with that 0-3 start. That's tough. There's not a lot of coaches that can really pull a team out of that. And Keith's done a really good job. And the thing is, Keith, like, this is his first time experiencing that. It's a first time for a lot of us coaches experiencing a rough start like this. And I think we're responding well, and we're also being real with the kids, letting them know that it's not okay. Like, losing is not what we do here at Mishawaka. It's not something we're going to get used to. We're going to, like Connor said, put our foot in the ground and get back to doing what we do at Mishawaka, and that's winning football games.
Connor, Coach Kinder was telling me that maybe you're kind of dinged up. You'd been playing both ways, but, you know, a little, like, less halfback right now, more with safety. You wouldn't have known last Friday that you were dinged up by the way you were flying around out there. You had one of the four or five sacks that the team had. How are you feeling health-wise right now as you kind of head into this home stretch of the regular season, getting ready for sectionals here in about a month or so?
No, I'm definitely a little dinged up, as everyone is. You know, at this point in the season, you're in the midpoint, and, you know, those games start to wear on you a little bit, but, you know, I'm getting better every day. My foot's getting back to 100%, and really, I just can't wait to be able to let it loose on both sides of the ball again, and really make my presence felt on the field.
All right, sounds great. Connor Addison from the Mishawaka football team, senior, and assistant coach Albert Gong were as well. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. We appreciate it, and of course, we'll have the Mishawaka football game at Northwood this Friday night at 7:00. Here on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. We'll see you later, guys.
Thank you.
All right, we've got the Vandenbergs coming in next. The girls' golf coach, Blair Vandenberg, and Grace Vandenberg, his daughter, as well. So we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we've got two Vandenbergs joining us on Caveman Corner on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. With Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard, Sean Stiers, Caveman Corner continues on Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT. Dean is out watching some soccer right now. Now, Dean, you know, usually at this point in the show, you do an announcement or two. Anything that we need to take care of before we go any further?
Well, our boys soccer team, it's just a final. Elkhart Christian wins 4-1 over Mishawaka. Great battle for the Cavemen tonight. Our girls are going to move on to Wawasee tomorrow night. So they have a big NLC game and hoping to get a victory in the conference. And, of course, the volleyball team's got just a couple more weeks here. The tennis team had their conference tournament over the weekend, and they're going to be having sectionals soon. Cross country just got back from New Haven and both placed in the top 20. So both teams working hard. It's a busy fall, and, of course, tournament time means football games are getting more and more important. I mentioned to somebody last week that we're more than halfway through, and that's a great thing in a COVID year because that means we're playing a lot of games. And of course, golf. We just had a golfer playing last week for the first time since 2016 in the regional, and that's awesome for our girls program.
Hey, what do you know? She's sitting in the Zoom waiting room right now, Grace Vandenberg, along with her dad, the head coach of the girls' golf team, Blair Vandenberg. Thanks for joining us tonight, both of you.
No problem. It's our pleasure.
Grace, let's start there. You went to regionals, and as Dean said, just the first time since 2016 that Mishawaka had a golfer go to regionals. So how would you describe the season that you just had, your junior season?
I've had a lot of accomplishments throughout the season. I've been my score has gone down by a lot, and I've been finally breaking 100, which was a big goal for us. And I was all conference this year for golf for our conference, and just the experience at regionals was very, very, it was a very good experience, and I enjoyed it a lot.
I can imagine. Well, congratulations, first of all, on the season that you had. And Coach, it's one, we're sitting here, it's not even the end of September, and I mean, you know better than anybody how fast the golf season goes in a high school. But just from where things were in the summer to get to this point, can you kind of describe what it took to get into the season and just everything that went into even having a season this year?
Right, there's just so much more that we had to do to be careful. Grace actually played in a lot of summer tournaments, and so the season wasn't much different for her, but for a lot of the other girls and for me, the daily paperwork and the checking and the fact that during the summer we didn't get a chance to meet as often as we normally would have was just kind of a tough start for the season. But, I don't know of any golf team that missed out on anything in our area, at least, because of COVID. So I know in the golf circle, they did a lot to protect the athletes and everyone from this. So it was different, but in the end, we had enough time to work and improve, and so it wasn't that much different in that aspect.
Sure.
Coach, nobody has more pride in Mishawaka than you do. You've been a great golfer, played in many metros. You've been in the conference coach of the year a number of times, but I don't know if I've ever seen a smile like what I saw with your daughter placing 41st out of 107 golfers and just representing Mishawaka so well with a 94. I mean, that smile said it all, but how much pride did you have not only in one of Mishawaka's golfers, but your daughter?
Yeah, it was this isn't the first time. Like you said, we had two golfers go 4 years back to back. So I'd been there before, but having your own child do it and being able to walk the course with her was just it was special. 94 and 41st were great for the first time out. And then when you find out that she had a stretch of eight holes where she had a penalty on seven of the eight holes, and then eight total penalties and still shoots 94. It's just a credit to her to stick with it and keep fighting when everything seems to be going wrong. And so that was special to watch it as well. So.
And Grace, I know
kind of on that theme,
just as hard on, I'm sorry, Coach. Grace, you're pretty hard on yourself, and I know Coach pushes you, but to think about where you were just a couple years ago, it was a game, but now it's a game you love.
Yeah, definitely. I've been working very hard on trying to accomplish every goal that I set for myself, and I think almost all of the goals that I've set, I've been able to accomplish, and that's just really cool for me to see coming through on my third year, seeing all the goals that I've accomplished and set for myself.
Sure.
Well, and I saw that you won the Junior Metro in July, right? I guess, was that about the time the high school season was starting, or still just right before the time?
It was right before.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks before.
So maybe how did that kind of propel you into the season? And then we're going to run out of time here in a minute. And you were just talking about goals, your goals for, you know, heading into your senior season a year from now as well.
Winning the Junior Metro was a very cool experience, and it made me very excited for this season coming. And so it showed me that I could accomplish the goals that I set my mind to. I've been thinking about goals, but I haven't really set really any big goals for myself yet since the season just ended.
Still a little fresh, yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm definitely wanting to work hard during this off season to be able to set goals that I know I can make.
Dean, go ahead. I'll let you get another question in before we have to wind down.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for all the dedication you put in, Blair, and also Grace. I mean, what you're doing now is you're helping to change the future of Mishawaka golf. And, Coach, I know the junior program, Jenny Zimmerman's doing a great job, and she had a fall program, and that can only help when we get middle school golfers involved in the first tee.
Yeah, I mean, usually I get golfers that have never touched a club. Grace, when she started as a freshman, really hadn't played much golf. She, you know, being the coach's kid and everything, and she still didn't play much. And so, yeah, I get them very raw and very new to the game. But any time that they can get clubs in their hands early on is going to help the program down the road as well.
Grace, congratulations again on a great junior season, and best of luck to you next year, your senior season. And Coach Blair Vandenberg, thanks for joining us. Thanks to both of you for joining us again tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
All right. I've got to get through this sponsor list because I didn't get to it at the top because we had some technical things going on. But we want to remind you that Caveman Corner is presented by Monterey Mexican Grill, open 7 days a week with daily specials, including breakfast. Get authentic Mexican served fresh daily or catered at your next get-together. Get to McKinley and Division in Mishawaka or online at MontereyMexican.com. It's what you want. Also, our participating sponsors, Midland Engineering Company, Food Bank of Northern Indiana, Industrial Door of Northern Indiana, Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, Kurt Outdoor Living, Mishawaka Barnabys, Mishawaka Education Foundation, and REMAX 100. That is going to do it for tonight. Dean, I will talk to you next week.
All right, great job. Thank you, Sean.
Okay, thank you for Dean Huppert and for our guests, Blair and Grace Vandenberg, Connor Addison, and Albert Gongwer. Sean Steyer.